Mike, we were talking before this video about maybe some surprises with this Detroit Lions team. You mentioned the offensive line and how great they've been playing and just how they haven't missed any practice.
Missed a practice day, yeah.
You know, but I think what's surprising to me has been the play of the defense as well. You've got a seventh-ranked defense in the league after eight games, and that's a defense that's had 20 different backups start this year and also hasn't started the same secondary in any game. I think the contributions that they're getting from some of their backups and just the way they've played, holding four opponents to under 300 yards, has really been terrific this season.
Well, in the old days, under 300 yards was a bad day, you know, but this is modern football, and that's what we deal with. You know, when I look at the Lions' offense, and they're ranked seventh, I don't see them as a seventh-ranked defense, and the reason is when you watch a team play every week, really psychologically and mentally and all that, what you rate them as a great defense is quarterback sacks and turnovers. And the Lions have been, you know, sort of up and down on both of those. It really hasn't been a turnover-producing defense this year. And only one sack the last two games. So am I surprised? Yeah, I'm a little bit surprised. But when you go back and think about it, you know, they've limited, you know, teams in terms of yardage and first downs and all that and points. And so, yeah, the rating is what it is. Now, the Vikings are a little different team. And they're going to have to buckle down and really contain Adrian Peterson. If you can stop him, you know, God love you. But just contain him, that's okay, too.
102 yards against the Lions in their first meeting, but didn't really see the explosive plays. I think he had one run of more than 10 yards. They did a pretty good job containing him, considering what he's done the last few weeks.
Well, like I said, he's the best back in football, and you can contain him, but he'll make plays, and that's what you've got to do with Adrian Peterson. Look, I've always said there's a difference between, you know, stats and tackles and all that and plays, and Adrian Peterson is a playmaker. Like, he'll take a, you know, a short pass and break a couple tackles on second and eight or third and seven and get you a first down that most other backs in the league won't get you. So he is always a threat. I mean, always. You can never fall asleep on him. On the backside, you can't fall asleep. You can't get inside and let him get the corner on you, or he'll punish you. I mean, no cornerback's going to bring him down. In all due respect, they tackled pretty well against Jacksonville, but this is a different guy. The other side of it is, though, Tim, I think the Lions' running game has come to – has made a presence in the last couple of weeks, certainly against Jacksonville. But the Vikings are a different team. This is, they're better, they're tougher up front than most teams.
Lions averaging 117 yards over the last 4 weeks. So I think you're right. You know, the numbers show that they've been steady, they've been consistent, they've shown that they can rely on that. Scott Linehan said Sunday in Jacksonville was the best game he's ever called, the most fun he's had calling a game, because he thought every run play he called was going to be a big gainer. And as an offensive coordinator, you have to love that. You know, but getting back to the Lions defense, with possibly no Percy Harvin, with a quarterback struggling in Christian Ponder, I think that defense's focus has to be Adrian Peterson. We'll see if they can continue.
Make him throw the ball. Make him throw it until they prove they can do it.